AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's term is supposed to end in 9 days. The AP Sagar Magani reports Democrats in the House want the president to leave now.
The House will be in order.
As the House began a short session,
House Resolution 21,
Democrats introduced a measure pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to oust the president, arguing he's unfit for office after encouraging last week's Capitol violence.
I object.
A single Republican objection stalled the measure for now, but the full House may vote tomorrow, though Pence has given no indication he's ready to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Separately, the House is moving forward with impeachment for what Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline calls an attempted coup.
He presents a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Park Service has shut down access to the Washington Monument until January 24th because of threats surrounding the inauguration. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking for more security leading up to Inauguration Day. She's hoping there won't be big crowds.
Our goals right now are to encourage Americans to participate virtually and to protect the District of Columbia from a repeat of the violent insurrection.
The Biden team says the theme of the inauguration will be America United. Numbers from Johns Hopkins University show California recorded more than 30,000 deaths from the coronavirus since the pandemic started. A winter storm has brought snow to parts of the South, moving into Alabama and Tennessee after blowing across Texas. Parts of Texas got 6 inches of snow. A white woman who wrongly accused a black teenager of stealing her cell phone and tackled him at a New York City hotel appeared to back off her apology in a TV interview, suggesting without evidence, maybe he did try to steal her phone after all. This is AP News. Experts from the World Health Organization will be in China to investigate the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
China's Health Commission says the experts will arrive on Thursday and meet with Chinese counterparts. It's not clear, though, if they're to travel to Wuhan, where the coronavirus was first detected in late 2019. Negotiations for the visit have long been underway, with WHO Director General Tedros expressing disappointment last week over recent delays. An Associated Press investigation has found that China's government has strictly controlled all research at home into the origins of the virus, while state-owned media have played up fringe theories that suggest the virus could have originated elsewhere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 80% of people in Japan who were surveyed in two recent polls say the Tokyo Olympics should be canceled or postponed because of the pandemic, or say they believe the Olympics will not take place. Ed Donahue, AP News.